doesn't love trains? Pete McMurray in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Union Pacific completed restoration of one of the world's largest steam locomotives, the Big Boy number 4014, and they're celebrating the 150th anniversary of the completion of the Transcontinental Railroad by bringing the Big Boy to Chicago. Joining us from Union Pacific is Kristen South. Thank you for joining us tonight. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me.
Boy, we are excited for Big Boy. I mean, this thing looks enormous on TV. How big is this steam engine?
You know, it is hard to describe in words how big it is. But to give you a little bit of a picture, it is 1.2 million pounds, about 133 feet long,
and it
is strong enough to pull 16 Statues of Liberty uphill.
Oh, my gosh. This thing is enormous, and it's coming to Chicago. First of all, Kristen, how long did it take to restore this thing? Because it was originally made in 1941, is that right?
That's correct. So back in the 1940s, Union Pacific ordered 25 Big Boy locomotives. Of those 25, there are 8 still in existence today, and this is the only operational one. We acquired the locomotive back in 2013. However, restoration really was only about 2.5 years. Many of the parts, as you can imagine, you don't go to a Lowe's or a Home Depot and pick up parts for a Big Boy.
Right.
So many of the parts had to be fabricated on their own and created from blueprints and CAD drawings. And what we could save, we did save and put things back literally piece by piece.
I can't believe it, because I was thinking about that. It was made in 1941. Of course, there's no pieces around. So they had to make these. That's why
exactly.
It took so long. Wow.
And that's part of what makes it so incredible. I mean, if you talk to any rail fan, they would tell you they never thought they would see a Big Boy operational again because of the sheer amount of work that went into it.
This is the largest operational steam locomotive on the planet. Is that right?
You're correct.
And why Chicago? Why aren't you bringing it here?
So we restored this locomotive to celebrate the 150th anniversary of the Transcontinental Railroad's completion. We celebrated that milestone on May 9th and May 10th in Utah. And really, we wanted to keep the celebration going. When we started thinking about how to mark the occasion, we knew we wanted to do something big. And, of course, there's nothing bigger than a Big Boy. So we wanted to continue that celebration, and we wanted to share this piece of history with as many people as possible. And so we are kicking off and on right now the tour across the Midwest, sharing it in as many communities as possible.
Well, I love that, and I love that you're coming to Chicago. We're talking to Kristen South from Union Pacific. Now, there's going to be a lot of people out there that want to see Big Boy. They're going to be taking pictures. They're going to be taking videos. You and the railroad need to do your thing. We need people to be safe out there. Do you want to tell them what to do? Do you want to give them a message? Just stay clear of the train?
Exactly. You know, we want people to come out and see the locomotive. There is nothing like it in the world. You can feel the locomotive when that whistle blows. But we really want people to be cognizant of the locomotive, its size, its power, and stay off the tracks.
Right.
It's easy to get caught up in the moment, especially when you're trying to get that great photo. But we ask that people stand back about 25 feet. And if you see somebody else that's a little too close and maybe caught up in getting that picture, just politely ask them to step back. We want everyone to have a safe and enjoyable time this weekend.
Of course. And Chicago has been known as the railway capital of the country. When did they get that title, or when did we get that title?
You know, it's the nation's largest rail hub. And I'm not sure when we got that title, but it certainly is an impressive amount of traffic that goes through the community every single day. And that's part of why we're there, is we want to say thank you to everybody as being a good neighbor and share this piece of history.
When Union Pacific brought out the Big Boy back in December of 1941, was it used for passengers or was it used for hauling goods?
So the Big Boys were originally created to haul heavy freight to support the war effort. It ran typically from Cheyenne or Green River, Wyoming to Utah. So it crossed the Wasatch Mountain Front.
Okay.
And, you know, kind of an interesting story about that. So the locomotives were made in New York, Schenectady, and originally they were going to be called the Wasatch. locomotive because of the territory it would cross. However, the legend is that somebody, one of the workers, wrote "Big Boy" inside the boiler, and that stuck. So today we the locomotive number 4014. You can actually still see the etching of the word "Big Boy" if you open up the locomotive's boiler.
Really?
And so right where that's at, if you look when you visit, we wrote "Big Boy" on the outside to pay tribute to that gentleman who named the locomotive so lovingly.
I mean, this is pretty cool. We have a piece of history from 1941 coming to Chicago this weekend.
You really do. And you know what's pretty cool about it? I had an opportunity and the honor to ride the locomotive when it went on its first run. And I can tell you, just seeing people along the route waving and cheering, all ages, some adults with tears in their eyes, because the sound and the smell of the locomotive is bringing back memories. And that's just so incredible to see.
How loud is Big Boy?
You're going to want to cover your ears. It's pretty loud.
Okay. Well, Curtis, our producer, is a huge railroad guy. Do you have a question for Kristen South from Union Pacific?
Yeah, Kristen, just in general, you guys have a few other locomotives that are in restoration and operational, 844 and the Challenger, which was at the time the largest until the Big Boy got restored. Any plans on having those locomotives at some point get involved in the celebration?
You know, I'm not at this moment. The 844 went out with us on the 4014's maiden voyage, and that was very special for us. But right now, we really wanted to focus on the Big Boy and the amazing work that our 9-person steam crew undertook to put this locomotive back together and get it back on the rails for everybody.
Do you worry about the train, the Big Boy, being so heavy for the tracks, or it's built for that?
You know, it is. It's one of the things that we consider when we select a route. There is a lot of planning and logistics that goes into determining what route we take, where we stop. Obviously, like I said, it's almost the size of a Boeing jet, and you can't park that just anywhere. So the weight, the size, all those types of things go into determining where we can take it.
Give me the stats again and the size for people that missed it at the beginning of this.
Sure. It's 1.2 million pounds and about 133 feet long.
133 feet long, 1.2 million pounds, the steam engine, coming to Chicago this weekend. Kristen, thanks so much. We're very excited. We saw it on the news, and we were just blown away by this thing. So we're looking forward to it this weekend. What's the website people can go to get more information?
upsteam.com. You'll be able to track it as it comes into town tomorrow. And then there's also a lot of great information on the other events that are going on at the West Chicago site. It's all free, and there are a number of great things that people can do, so it'll certainly be worth their time to come out and see the locomotive.
Love it. Kristen South from Union Pacific, thank you for joining us. Have a great night.
You too.
All right, it's 720 WGN.